Blog Talk Radio.
Since 1968, he said, see, let me tell you something. You a novel compared
to us. We've been doing this since 1968. Well, we might be a novel if you don't look at it like that. But one thing about it, we come in last, the six anointed cap, we come in last to do one thing. Show you what the Bible's saying, and if you pay heed to what the book said, then you will be given another call saying, where can we get in to fit in? You got it? Good. All right, good enough. Because the one that use the name four letters and do what the Bible's saying, that's the one he's going to put that extra blessing on. And those of wisdom will say one thing. In the first book of Maccabees 2:42, they'll say, hey, y'all doing the Torah instruction. Let me get part of that. So we leave it like that. We live at camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All the camps is ready to go. So Yahweh beat you all. We're going to get you into the broadcast that's going on right now. So Yahweh beat you all.
Verse 12 to 15.
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 12 to 15.
Before we read that, let's get the backdrop on it.
Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed.
Verse 19, where did swallow do though?
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore then did they not obey?
Wherefore did you not obey
the voice of the Yahuwah?
We read that Yahuwah sent his minister spirit to those that obey him, right?
16, 12 to 15.
First Samuel 16, 12 through 15. And Micaiah Israel, the three year old.
First Samuel, chapter 16, verse 12 to 16.
12 through 15. 12 through 15.
First Samuel chapter 16, verse 12 through 15.
Yes, sir.
Verse 12 reads.
What do you read?
And he sent and brought him in. Now was he rooted, ready, and with all of a beautiful countenance.
Well, Jehoiakim sent old men over there to put the oil on David, right? The anointed king, come out.
And with all of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to.
Good.
And Yahweh said, arise, anoint him, for this is he.
Verse 13, come on.
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers.
Good.
And the spirit of Yahweh came upon David.
And the spirit of Yahweh came upon David. Go ahead.
From that day forth.
Go ahead, read on.
So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
Verse 14. Yes, sir.
But the spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul.
So that righteous spirit got away from him from Saul, right?
Hallelujah. Well,
and what did he do?
And an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him.
So Yahweh will remove that righteous spirit, right? But he's going to send you what kind of spirit?
Evil spirit.
An evil spirit.
Verse 15.
Yes, sir.
And Saul's servant said unto him,
what do you say?
Behold now, an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled you.
He said, look here. Saul's servant, Saul, he said, that evil spirit guy, I'm sorry. This guy ain't acting like he used to act on it. There's nothing different about him. They understood that this evil spirit had got all on him some power, right? But if Yahweh say, the righteous spirit is sent to those that obey him, if you have a line with Yahweh, we can't be looking for his righteous spirit. What we can look forward to is that evil spirit, right? And let's see when that evil spirit show up, if he's going to come along, Sister E.B. Israel. When that evil spirit show up, is he going to be alone, Sister E.B.? In the book of Matthew 12, this will be it for me. It's a wrap. Matthew chapter 12, pick up that 43 through 45. Sister E.B. Israel, see right. Matthew 12, 43 through 45. Let's see what's going on here. Matthew 12, 43 through 45. Sister E.B. Israel, see you right. Matthew 12, 43 through 45.
When
the unclean spirit is gone out of a man or woman, right?
He walks through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none.
He walks through dry places, seeking rest, finding none. Go eat.
44. Then he says, I will return into my house from whence I came out.
Did he say, I'm going to go and return to the same place I just left, right? Go ahead, what's going to happen?
And when he is come, he findeth an empty, swept and tarnished.
Go ahead, read on.
45.
Uh-huh.
Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
They said that. Not only do he go back, he take how many?
Seven.
Seven. And seven is means what?
Vision.
You see, he gets the full effect of this evil spirit, right? That's why Saul's servant was able to say, Saul got an evil spirit over here, right? Now let's see, one more. First Peter, Brother Micaiah, Israel. First Peter chapter 5:4-8. See what about these wicked spirits I am, Brother Micaiah? First Peter chapter 5:6-8. First Peter 5:6-8. What's going on, Brother Micaiah, Israel, and see you, Roy?
First Peter 5:6-8.
Yes, sir.
First Peter chapter 5:6-8.
Verse 6.
Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
that he may exalt you in due time.
Verse 7.
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Verse 8.
Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil,
mm-hmm.
is a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour.
Well, he's on his job, right?
Mm.
Walking to and fro, thinking whom he may devour. So let him know. So bring in our brother. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you, Roy. You ready to roll, Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah,
Qua. And you just pass it on over at the brother, see where you are, right your old course.
Yeah, I'm, somewhere along. I feel my spirit about this New Year that everybody's claiming about. Let's talk about what Yahuwah got going on. But before we go in there, what our New Year is, we'll get some Luke 12:12 on the mic. But to Israel, give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
All right, we go on Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Yeah.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Hallelujah.
Why?
That's what we're going to go after. This righteous spirit is going to teach us what we ought to say in the very same hour. And let me get the book of Exodus chapter 12. Let me get verse 1 and verse 2. And Mother Z, can I get you Exodus chapter 12? Verse 1 and verse 2. We'll talk about this. Yeah, we'll talk about this new year for the world. We're going to talk about the new year that Yahuwah said it is. What's the new year for Israel?
Yahuwah.
Yes, Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2.
Exodus chapter 12.
Sanctify. Yeah. Let me look at that one. I like that one right there. I'm going to had that in them.
Thank
John. Yeah, it's St. John 17:17. I want to speak this there.
St. John chapter 17,
verse 17.
Sanctify
them
through your truth. Thy
word
is truth.
We know y'all watch this. Sanctify
them
through your word.
Yeah.
Your word is true. And it's something I want to just point out here. We can't be like the other nations.
Right.
He let us know that we got to be separated.
Right.
Ain't no coming next to the other nations. We want to keep they days.
Right.
We want to keep the first. We want to keep the first January the first.
Right.
And I know this is a feast of dedication. That's what we should be doing. Not sitting around here celebrating. Want to celebrate for some pagans, the deeds that they got called January. Okay, the brother put it on a history lesson on the table last night in the lesson. We already know it came from Julius.
Yeah.
Julius Caesar himself. What did he do to Yahshua Julius? He killed us on that day. He went to war with us on that day. Why are we going to celebrate a day of death for us? And they got to keep that in mind. It's a feast of dedication.
Yeah.
While we do that, we're going to be separated. We're going to keep our day, our first day of month.
Yeah.
Let's go put that Exodus back on the table. We at Exodus, where we at? Chapter 13. Chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. Brother Tisbury, you reading that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Au
revoir. Back to Exodus 13. Exodus 13. All right, I'm at verse 3. Exodus 13, verse 3, it reads, "And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, through the word Mizraim, out of the land of bondage. For by strength of hand, Yahweh brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten." Verse 4. "This day you came out in the month Abib."
Hallelujah. Yahweh. Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Month Abib. What you got on the table? Abib.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1. "Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yahweh, thy Yahweh.
For in the month of Abib, Yahweh, your Yahweh, brought you forth out of the Mizraim by night."
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. They're going to preach that right there. Good preacher, since they did. And Mother Seals is doing too. And I want to touch on something right here, because it is Sabbath day as well.
That's right.
I'm going to turn to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13. While I hand it over to Brother T. Israel, man, we separated. We ain't going to be like the world. We're going to do the month of Abib. That's the beginning of our month. Yahweh want to let us know that we don't follow the other nation. He separated us for a reason. Let's read the book of Isaiah chapter 58. Let's kick it off at verse 13. Sister Jones, 58 verse 13, let's read down. Let's see what Yahweh had to say about the Sabbath day. Like, yeah, somebody can give the precept on the Sabbath day as well.
Yes,
sir. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 13 reads, "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure or my righteous day, and call the Sabbath a delight."
Call it a what?
A delight.
Uh-huh.
"The righteousness of the Yahuwah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words."
Mm-hmm.
14.
14.
"Then thou shalt delight thyself in the Yahuwah, and I will call thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Israel, thy father. For the mouth of the
Yahuwah
have spoken
it." Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Might
give me a precept to the Sabbath day.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, a precept on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to heavenly tablets. Leviticus 24.
Where you at?
Leviticus 24. One and eight. Leviticus, the book of the heavenly tablets. Leviticus 24, verse 1 and verse 8.
Uh-huh.
And Yahuwah spake to Moses, saying, verse 8, every Sabbath he or she should set it in order before Yahuwah continually, then take it from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm.
About this Sabbath day, Mother Z, as it relates to the west side of Israel. Let's see what Yahuwah got to say. We look at Jubilee 2, verse 17. We read a little bit.
Jubilee chapter 2, verse 17. And he gave us a great sign.
So he said he gave us a great sign. What is that sign, Mother?
The Sabbath day.
Sabbath day is a great sign.
That we should work 6 days, but keep the Sabbath on the seventh day. From all work.
So the Sabbath day is on what day? Sabbath day. you sin. You keep the Sabbath day with who you not sin. Come on, that's
what.
Oh, that boy was sick. Why did I make that sick? You just get one more, brother.
All right,
hallelujah,
what? Hallelujah, what?
Hey, what's it all about?
Mother, let's run to the book of Matthew 18 right quick. Matthew 18, my lady. Let's see if I can put these two clubs in here and move on out the way. Matthew 18, my lady. Yes, brother, let's see you, Roy. Let's see that Matthew 18. Verse number, what we want, verse 20. What do you say, mother? Matthew 18, verse 20.
Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20.
What did your father say?
Where two or three are gathered in my name.
So he said, that's y'all talking, right? He said, now where two or three are gathered in my name, what about?
There am I in the midst of
me. He said, look here. I'm right there with you, right? Jubilee chapter 2, Mother's Beat. Think back on that verse number. What will you have, Paul? Verse 21.
Yeah,
what is it? Which they should keep Sabbath with us on the seventh day to eat. To get back up. To eat.
To eat and to drink.
Good.
To bless him who has created all things. And we have blessed and sanctified unto
What?
Chapter 4, he spoke in a certain place of the 7 days on this wise. And Yahweh did rest the 7 days from all his work.
Okay. Yahweh. Get back to Brother T. Let me finish that up from Brother T.
All right, I'm at the verse 3.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh blessed the 7 days.
What's the blessed day?
7 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And sanctify it.
Sanctify it, uh-huh.
Because that in it, he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
Now you mean to tell me that no one want to sit here on this blessed day? Hey, get your blessings right here.
Yeah.
You let it be known right here that this is a blessed day. And you should be resting during this Sabbath day, Israel.
Yes,
Brother Samuel, there's a whole link down on in the book of Jubilee, chapter 2 and verse 20, 21.
Yes.
And let us know that, Yahweh let us know that this is for Israel forever and ever.
Yes.
We should be resting on this day during this Sabbath day, keeping the feast days, under the covenant of Yahweh, speaking the covenant in that special people. Let me get, he had touched something in the book of Jubilee. I want to touch chapter 19, verse, it sounds good. I want to go, verse 19, give me chapter 3, I mean chapter 19, verse 3 down to, verse 5, down to Sister Jones. Yeah, book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 3, down to verse, matter of fact, you make it to verse 6.
Exodus chapter 19. Verse 3 through 6.
Hallelujah, war.
And it reads, and Moses went up unto the Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And the Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying.
Who's doing the speaking to him?
The Yahweh.
Yahweh speaking.
Saying, thus shalt thou say to the family of Israel.
What
he
say?
Tell the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. Ye have seen what I did unto the Midianites.
Uh-huh.
And how I bear you on evil wings,
mm-hmm.
and brought you unto myself.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey, my voice,
his voice,
indeed,
mm-hmm.
and keep my covenant,
and keep his covenant,
then you shall be a peculiar treasure.
What type of it is?
Then you shall be a special treasure unto me above all people. All
right.
For all the earth is Yahweh.
Who the earth is? Let me get a case in point on that earth is Yahweh is going to be verse 6. Give me book of Psalms chapter 24 verse 1.
All right, you want me to read it wrong?
Yeah, give me Mother Z.
I get
Psalms chapter 24 verse 1. Get over there. Man. Yeah, Psalms 24 verse 1.
Psalms chapter 24 verse 1. Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
The earth gives the Yahweh.
Yes.
And the fullness
thereof.
The world. And those that dwell therein.
They that dwell therein. So Yahweh let us know the earth is his.
Yes.
The earth is Yahweh. The fullness thereof.
Yes.
Thereof. The world. They that dwell therein. Pick it back up at, let me see if I get another case point on that. I gotta take a peek at this and then kind of run it down.
Yeah.
Try this, Book of Psalms. Kind of fishy. Let me look at this right here. I can't run that one down. That's the world. That's the world right there. I can pull the world out on this one. Let me get Psalms chapter 50, verse 12. Months.
There you go. That's right.
D.C. Roy. Psalms chapter 50. verse 12.
Who are the judges? He said Second Corinthians.
Second Chronicles.
All right, let's get it. Second Chronicles. Hey, go ahead, Sister Phoebe, up here, Princess Israel, C. Roy. Be clear who the judge is.
Second who?
Second Chronicles.
Verse 5. He set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Yahshua Judah, city by city. Verse 6. And said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for Yahshua, who is with you in the judgment.
Yeah. That's who the judges are.
Why? Put a name on them judges.
Yeah.
Put a name on them judges.
Yeah, put a name.
Let's read a name on them judges.
Put a name on the, who the judges are.
Put a name,
got
on,
name on the judges.
Where Mike going to jump in there? Put a name on the judges. See, this is how you deal with the world.
All right,
we supposed to be a novel group. We supposed to be a group that's a novelist.
Yeah.
Y'all need to come up on us, because we got all the time in. That's out in Jamaica. That's the word out there. We are novelists. But we're going to tell you who the judges is that we can read. Who the judges that we can read? Come on. Come on, camp. Who in camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 can put in who the judges that we can read?
Yeah.
Come on, now. Go in town and do some judging. We got to find out who can we read, man. Huh? Come on, now.
Judge.
Come on, Camp 1. Now let's read. Ain't nothing to it. We want to read it straight out between who is it that we can read? See, when we come when we start making our move all around the country, we got to meet them where they at and just put down what the Bible says. We all believe in the Bible, right? Let's see what the Bible say. Let's read who the judges is that we can read. Come on, class. Come on, Camp 1. Let's just go right in the Bible and show who the judges is. Then we can go to something else. See, let's go back to what we're on.
Yeah.
See, we got to get this thing down pat.
Yeah.
They call him all over the country. Send out some dignitaries and help us. Hey, listen, we want to help you, but we got to get, I'm be trying to get the minute folks in order. Now, who the judges go talk to? Somebody might say, well, what are you doing? What are you doing here? See? And you got to put your case on through the Bible. If we all believe the Bible.
Yeah.
Now, who the judges that we can read? Come on. We scattering around now. Who the judges that we can read? Is anybody in class going to bring it out that we can read?
Judges.
All right, if they can put a name on it, can be bumming around and guessing. We need a name. We need a name of the judges. So we got to get a name on the judges. Yeah, we got to get a name. That's what we want. We want to get a name on the judges.
I have one.
That we can read? Come on now, Sister Jones.
Okay, I found one in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
All right, 2 Timothy, so we're going to hear the name of the judges.
Listen, now you say judges, but here's one other name of a judge. And it reads, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Yahweh, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all
that's good.
Them also that love
now that, me. Now that's good, but now we're going around the corner, and they'll say, now this is what they'll say. They'll ask the question, okay, that's good. Okay, you put master first. Now, let's get us a name on what judges will be doing talking right now. Because you have a lot of groups around. So now we got to know what judges that we can read
Now call you now that is estimate you did, Jones, no problem with that. But now we gotta get a name because all, everybody can claim stay up under him. But we gotta get a name now. So call you those out again, Sir Jones.
2 Timothy 4:8. Now read
that again, 2 Timothy.
4:8.
Henceforth,
there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness with the Yahweh, the righteous judge,
okay,
who shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his of him.
Okay, good. Now let's precept that to 12:18 of 1 Corinthians. Let's see what he's saying. Okay, let's see what this righteous judge is saying. We're going to precept that at 1 Corinthians 12:18.
But now have the Yahweh set the members.
Okay.
Every one of them in the body. As it has pleased.
So now, so he set a member in the body as it pleased him. Now that's what we're looking for.
Yes.
Now, we know he's the top judge. But who did he assign to take care of this business that we can read with the judge over their head? Now who can we read when we go before the nations and they say they believe in the Bible? Okay, good. Now let's see what the Bible says. Who will be talking in these days?
Yeah.
But the key to it, we gotta find the word called the judge. So now what are we gonna go for that? Now if we go on to you've been sitting with you taking five in a group. So we go on now, we're making our move. So now when we get there, you're going to have all kind of opposition against you. Now, we got to read on who that he set to be the judges that we can read. Now, so now we got to do less talking and more book reading. Now, if you don't got quiet, I'll tell you what we do. Let the old seer there take notes. Take notes, because I listen good and I'm hearing good. So my God, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 1:1. Y'all take notes now. Take notes. Study notes. Give me Deuteronomy 1:1. Give me two lines. Brother Micaiah.
Deuteronomy.
Chapter 1. Give me two lines. Get me warmed up in two lines and 1:1. Give me warmed up.
Verse 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
So he's speaking to who?
All Israel.
Now, what is he telling all Israel in verse 8? What is he telling all Israel in verse 8?
Verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swear to your father.
Go in. Okay. Now who is the father of the people from all Israel? You can read their fathers right now.
Abraham.
Isaac. Yes.
And Israel.
Okay.
To give unto them and to their seed after them.
So we're talking bloodline. He ain't talking about election. Yeah. We're talking bloodline. You can't buy your way in this. Only way you get in this, you gotta be a seed of this, right?
Yeah.
This seed talking. Is this seed talking here?
Yeah.
This seed talking. This bloodline talking. Now skip down to what they say when they heard that bloodline talking in verse 14. Now, see what kind of, this is bloodline talking, right? This is kin folks talking, right? Now, let's see what they say behind that in verse 14.
And ye answered me and said, the thing which you have spoken is good for us to do.
So you just saying now, he said, look here, Moses, you'll call back to me, it's good to us. What we hear now, it's good to our ears.
Yeah.
What happened next?
So, verse 15.
What?
So I took the chief of your tribe.
Wise man.
And known. And made them heads over you.
I made them what?
Heads over you.
Hey.
Captains over thousands.
So you got to have captains. Go ahead.
Yeah. And captains over hundreds. And captains over
50.
And captains over 10.
Officers among your tribe.
Here we go. Verse 16. And I charge your judges.
Who?
Judges.
So what conversation? This is a bloodline conversation?
Bloodline.
So the judges over you will be what kind of people? A bloodline people from Israel.
Israel.
So this is bloodline. So you can't let them come in from another nation and buy their way in and they become your judge.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they can get in this, they got to be a bloodline judge.
Mm-hmm.
Of who?
Israel.
Of Israel.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we got a blood. So this is a bloodline conversation. Is
yeah.
that what we're reading?
That's what we're reading.
A bloodline. So I'm going to write that down, 15, 16. So we're talking bloodline, right? Now let's go to, let's run Brother Micaiah. Let's run and see if we get a little bit more in the book of Judges 2:18. So we're talking bloodline. We're talking bloodline. Right?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking?
Yes, sir.
Did we set the foundation? Is bloodline talk?
Yes,
sir.
Okay, now, what it says to the bloodline talk in verse 14, and 18. Judges chapter 2, verse 14, 18.
Okay.
Now, remember one thing. We have to be able to commune among ourselves and get this thing down right. So the conversation is on the table now. 2, 14, and 18. We're talking bloodline.
Book of Judges chapter 2, verse 14 and verse 18.
What?
Verse 14 reads.
What read?
And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel.
And he was what? Who was Yahweh mad against?
Israel.
So he's mad against Israel. Verse 20.
Verse 20. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel.
So who is he talking? What is he mad about?
Israel.
And what he mad? Keep reading about what he's mad about Israel about.
And he said, because that these people have transgressed, sin, my covenant.
Oh, so they have broke my covenant. He's mad at Israel because they have broke my covenant, right?
Uh-huh.
Now back to verse 18.
Verse 18.
What is it?
And when Yahweh raised them up, judges.
When he raised up who judges?
Yahweh raised Israel.
So Israel, so you can't buy your way into other nations.
Mm.
The judges is who?
Israel.
He raised up judges out of Israel. So when you're not doing the part that he tell you to do out of Israel, he mad at you. Because the judges of the body is who?
Israel.
Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
So this is how you take care of business. So you might run to a place. And you might see all kinds of people up in there and they judges. That's what is we hear about the Bible, y'all? It's yes. But
yeah.
If we see who the judges, we will be talking right now.
Yeah.
See, we got to let the Bible do the talking now.
Yeah.
The talk is over with. It's Bible time.
Right.
Now, if everybody believe in the Bible, let's do Bible. So now who the judges is that we can read?
Israel.
Israel.
Okay, good. Now, so Yahweh got Israel on table. Now let's see if we get a little bit more out of that. Let's go to the Chronicle book. We'll get a little bit more. With that honesty, but you got to add them verses now when you step in there and start talking. You got to add them verses to be working with now. Now we're going a little further. See, those still be listening and be talking on the phone with all the other camps and everything. But in the same token, he knows he has to make a showing. And when he makes a showing, it's for us to write it down. Then you got to find a member of the body, and you got to rehearse it. And every time something come up, you be stronger the next time. Because sooner or later, the fire drill will be over. It's going to be a real fire. And you have to be the fireman that put it out, if they believe in the Bible. How that sound?
Wow.
If they believe in the Bible, now we're going over here. And now with this understanding, we're going to the 19th chapter of Micaiah.
Yeah.
And we'll look at verse number, with that understanding.
Uh-huh.
Listen to what he says in verse number 5 and 6.
Okay.
Second Chronicles 19, 5 and 6. With that understanding now, you got. So you can insert it in whenever you get ready, and you hope somebody move their tongue, and then you go back and blast. So now you got to be able now to put it in, but we're going to get the order of things. 19,
right.
5 and 6, what does it say?
The book of 2 Chronicles,
mm-hmm.
chapter 19, verse 5 and 6.
What does it say?
Verse 5.
What does it say?
And he set judges, Israel,
mm-hmm.
in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Yadah Judah.
So he put judges in all the fenced cities of Yadah Judah. So he put judges. It really answered itself, didn't it?
Yeah.
He put judges.
Uh-huh.
And he put judges. Now we got a name on the judges.
Uh-huh.
do we got a name on the judges tonight?
Hallelujah.
If we read the name,
Hallelujah.
We know all of them is Israel, but he just put a name on the judges.
Yeah.
You see that? Now you see how you let the Bible talk, tell a story. Yeah, we got judges in all Israel, but when the top judge comes, it's with, and who is that?
Yahdah Judah.
Now, look what he said to Yahdah Judah. Listen to this.
Verse 6.
What?
It said to Yahdah
Judah. To Yahdah Judah.
Yahdah Judah judges.
The head judges.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Take heed what you do.
He said, now watch this up now. What you do, you can't go in a place and play sack and fiddle to nobody. You got to understand, you the bloodline Israelite, but from the tribe of Yahdah. Well, everybody can claim Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But he's telling Yahdah Judah, now watch yourself, Yahdah Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is about this book, you folks take your rightful position.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
He's talking to who he's talking to right out of Israel. Is that what he's talking to?
Keep
that in mind now, who he's talking to. What does he say to him?
For ye judge, not for man, not for man.
Wait a minute, what are you telling Judah?
For ye judge not for man.
So you can't make a decision because a man got a big suitcase and keep pushing up under your feet while you're walking. Full of money. You're not judging for the man. See, we know you're going to be hated because you're not judging for the man. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Yes, sir.
You judging for who?
Yahweh.
Please read it.
But for Yahweh.
But for what?
But for Yahweh.
Listen.
Who is with you is the judge.
Who Yahweh with?
He was Yahdah.
In the judgment. So you got to make the, you got to be the one to pull the trigger. You is the judge when it comes down to anybody talking Bible in Israel. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
We know we all Israel. But when it comes down to leadership, the one folks do the leadership is who? You see that? So when you walk into a setting and you see somebody there and he's not Yahdah Judah Bible, people can calm down and turn over to you. Is that right? So we got to have this information when we do go to other Bible study classes and everything else. We can tell you all that ain't going on right. Because first of all, the one that Yahweh ordained to be up on front is Yahdah Judah, right?
Yeah.
Now, what are the prophecy of that we can read, Brother T. Israel, in 33, 1 and 7? It was a prophecy on it. And Deuteronomy 33, 1 and 7.
You're going to the fifth book of the every
time.
So
we got to be clear when we see something. Wait a minute. If we going to have Yahweh intervene, you got to put Judah in that position.
Yeah.
Why we know that? Let's read why we know that. Let's run and back up to Brother T. Israel. We go on looking at 33. Moses got a prophecy.
Yes,
33, verse 1 and verse 7. What did he say?
The fifth book of the heavenly tablets, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 1 and verse 7.
Listen good.
And this is the blessing.
And this is the what?
This is the blessing.
Oh, this is a blessing. He's talking blessing, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. What about the blessing?
With Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the children of Israel.
So we're talking about the whole 12 tribes of Israel. But remember one thing, it's an order about things.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, all the time.
Verse 7. And this is the blessing of Yahdah Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
what?
Hear Yahweh. The voice of Yahdah Judah.
So who even Moses from the tribe of Levi telling Yahweh to hear?
Yahdah.
Even Moses, the Levi saying that, ain't it?
Yeah.
Look here, if you can do some hearing, the first one, I want you to hear. I mean, according, well, you know, you'll bless me to take them there, here to there. But I want to make sure you hear who?
Yahdah Judah.
See that? Go ahead.
And bring him unto his people.
So who's supposed to go to the people? When anything, something going on, who's supposed to go?
Yahdah.
See, that's another thing you got to recognize. When it comes down to any activity pertaining to the 12 tribes of Israel, who's supposed to show up there and sit things in order?
Yahdah.
That's right.
Is that what we read?
Yes, sir.
You ain't got nothing to do with seniority. Ain't got nothing to do about Bob Weedy is called a novelist, and because they've been in business over there in Jamaica, the 12 tribes of Israel since 1968. It ain't about, you know, it's about the order of the Bible. If you want to do this right, let's see what the Bible saying, and we all get to the same spot. It's just put it in order through Yahweh. Is that what we read?
Yahweh.
What does it say?
Bring them into his people.
So who will go to his people?
Yahdah Judah.
Now watch it. And tell him to get his oozes with him and his knives. Let's see what he say to get ready. Let's see what he say to get ready.
Let his hands.
What?
Let his hands be sufficient.
Let his hands be sufficient. Now why did he say let his hands be sufficient? That we can read. Precept your Bible. 28:12.
Yeah.
Let's see why he tell you why all y'all God in need is his hands. Is that what we read? We ain't got to go say, but y'all got your oozer with you. You got your banger with you? No, brother, you don't need your banger. All you need to have is what Yahweh got written in his Bible. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
What do we say that we can read that Mosdi of Israel? What's so important about what's past our wrist? 28:12, do it around his brain.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12.
Brain.
Deuteronomy 28:12.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh shall open unto you his good treasures.
He'll open up to you his what?
Good treasures.
His good treasures.
The heavens give the rain.
And the heavens give the rain.
Unto your land.
Yeah.
In his season.
Yeah.
And to bless all the works of thine hands.
He gonna bless what?
All the works of thine
hands. He gonna bless all the works of your hands.
Hmm.
So that thing repairs your wrist. That's your blessing right there. That thing repairs your wrist. That thing repairs your wrist is your blessing. And that's why Leopold cut that thing off and got a big holiday over there in Belgium about your hand.
Hmm.
When you couldn't bring enough gold, he had the more. Put them fed ass on to cut your hand off. Because he knew you had the blessing in your hand. It cut them off. He said, that's the way I'm going to take away their blessing. See? He went worldly on them. But Yahweh talking spiritually. You see that? So now, we clear about this. Who supposed to do what? Now, let's all get a couple more in. We get right back and I'll be all ears again. We get a couple more in. So we find out one thing. That Judah's supposed to lead this. Because when it comes down to the judges, it's Judah. Is that right?
Yes,
sir.
Now let's go to the right side of the book of Brother G. Israel. And we'll read that. On the right side, but he said, well, see, you all over the left side. Yo, why don't you give me some on the right side? Okay, we'll give you some on the right side. Let's go to the seventh chapter of the book of Hebrews. We try to call Hebrews. We'll give you something on the right side. See, you got to be able to meet them where they're at. And if the authority is the Bible, then let's read some Bible. So let's read some Bible. The Bible's going to tell the story, and let's go by, let's do the Bible say. Now, we're at the seventh chapter.
Yes, sir.
Think of verse 13, about Jesus, 13 and 14. Listen to this.
The book of Hebrews flew the word for Eber.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
What say?
For he of whom these things are spoken,
yes,
pertaining to another tribe.
This talking about another tribe.
Uh-huh.
What?
Of which no man give attendance at the altar.
Okay.
14. For there's the evidence.
What he say is what?
For there's the evidence.
So it is evidence. So we got evidence now. This ain't no about the gone thing. It's evidence. What?
That our Yahweh the Son, spring God of Yahdah. Judah,
uh-huh,
of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
Moses said nothing about the priesthood, but Moses knew one thing, that his thing was big, and Judah got to lead this thing. So the priesthood recognized in the hand of who?
Yahdah Judah.
He says evidence on it, so we got to read what evidence is at. Back up to 49 verse 1. 8 down to verse 12 about G. Israel. So it's evidence of the priesthood recognized will be in the hand of Yahdah Judah. Now, we got to find out how long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to find out is a break. That means a change
a change have come. What the record called, a change can come by, what's his name?
Sam
Cooke. But this ain't no, we're going to see did a change come. So right now they say now it's a change come. No, it ain't no change come. We just don't put the Bible aside and we bumping the guns. Mm-hmm. But somebody got to say, hey, look here, let's let the Bible do all the talking. If you got something to work with, let's read it. Let's read who folks be doing the talking right now. He says evidence on it, 49 verse 1 of Genesis. Bring it, Brother Jesus, right? Bring the evidence.
First book of the heavenly tab is the book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 1, skip down 8 to 12.
Listen to this.
And Israel called unto his sons and said,
what did he say?
Gather yourselves together.
You gather yourself a kind of way?
Together.
So you got to be a gathering together, all 12 tribes of Israel. But you got to find out how the gathering got to be. Because everybody keeps saying that the sixth anointed camp needs to be up on the ups. But we got to understand, wait a minute. That sounds good, but is that book good? Is that the book, or is that zeal?
Right.
Here go the gathering, and we got to be able to read this. What about this? Oh, Mr. Gather up under you. Let's see what it's saying in the Bible. We all believe the Bible, don't we?
Yeah.
Let's see what the gathering got to be, and we get down to verse 8 and start reading 8. What it say?
All right, verse 8.
What it say?
Yada Judah, you are he whom your brethren should praise.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Oh, you put a name on it, didn't you?
Yeah.
He said, out of the 12 tribes, your brothers will praise who?
Yada Judah.
Is that what we read?
Yeah.
And what else to say?
Your hand should be in the neck of your enemy.
He said, what can be in the neck of your enemy?
Your hand.
So the blessing is right past your wrist. You got the blessing. You just don't. It's right past your wrist. Your hand's going to be in the neck of your enemies. And now. And when that happens, what happens next?
The father's children shall bow down before you.
And all the 11 other tribes will do what?
Bow down.
Is we reading that?
Yeah.
So it should not be in no, there should be no base in the when you bow down, you ain't got base in your boys, do you?
Right.
Is that what we're reading?
Sir.
Huh? Now what can we preach that is, can we get a case in point on the bow down and no base? Okay, can we get a precept on that? Now what we get a precept on bow down and no base in your boys? Huh? Now we can get a precept on that. So John, let's go to Acts chapter 10. Let's see if we get a precept on that. See, this is, I'm telling you something. The game changer is the Bible. Well, when I do that, we come back to find out if we got to get a case in point on this bow down. is that what we're going to get?
Yes, sir.
We're going to look and see if we read about this bow down to Yahshua Jewish. That's what we're going to look for, right?
Yeah.
Let's go on to the 10th chapter. And Sister Jones, we're going to look right down at, let's get it down to verse 24. Now read verse 23, get warmed up. Verse 23. We're going to read down to do the other nations on record that evidence of them doing what?
Bowing down.
We're going to look for evidence, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to look for evidence. We're going to the 10th chapter and pick up verse 23.
Acts chapter 10, verse 23. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them. And certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24. And the morrow, after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen, and near friends.
Well, then he called together who?
His kinsmen.
Oh, so he got his kinfolks and his near friends, right?
Yes.
Hold that point. Let's run to back to Samuel. Now we're going to find out what this conversation is about. And he called. Yeah, I hope that y'all is taking these notes down. And I hope y'all make want to call him. Hey, look here. If you got to call your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. Come on and get a couple of hours. Let me pump some scriptures on you real quick. Let me give you a couple of hours. I want you I want you to read some of this. Let me rehearse the righteous act on you. Huh? Let me rehearse the righteous act on you. Call your neighbor and say, look here, neighbor. Let me rehearse the righteous act on you. I need some practice. I need some practice, neighbor. I need to rehearse the righteous act on my name. Come on over here, neighbor. Take you a couple of hours and let me rehearse the righteous act on you. Then you'd be all good. And then we can add some up. We're going to Mother E. Let's go to 2 Samuel. Look at verse 4:2 and verse 4:3. We're going to 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 4:2 and verse 4:3. Listen to this. Chapter 19, verse 4 and 3. Listen to this conversation.
And all the men of Yahweh Judah counted, the men of Israel.
Oh, all the men of Yahweh Judah. They answered all the men of who?
Israel.
So you know we're talking about and who? You got northern and you got who? Northern and who? And southern.
That's right.
Is that what we read?
Sir.
Yeah, so we all know they're all Israel. But we got a northern and a southern, right?
Right.
Okay, conversation going on. What did it say?
Because the king is near a king.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What did he tell Israel? What did he tell 10 northern tribes?
Because the king is near a king.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Y'all got Judah. Listen, we all Israel, but we are more closer to Yahweh than y'all is. We closer than you are.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's right.
I know we all came up, but we closer than you are.
Yeah.
Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
I know we all Israel now, but we more closer than you are. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to make sure you're clear. Listen, I know you Israel, and I'm Israel too, but we more closer.
Yeah.
Is that what we're reading?
What
what does it say?
Therefore, then, be angry.
So why are you being angry? Because we tell you, well, wait a minute. You see, we here. We bloodline Judah. Why are you angry?
Yeah.
Why are you angry? Huh? I know you've been, I am a minister since 1968. What you angry about? You say you're from the tribe of Gad. We read what Gad said. Look here, I'm going to find Yahweh Judah and find out what you want me to do. Didn't we read that?
Yes, sir.
We read that, didn't we?
That's right.
That's the one that came up with the lesson.
Right.
We read that, what Gad said. So prophet Gad, listen, Judah here now.
Man.
We coming over to Jamaica. Judah here now. Is you gonna give it up according to the Bible, you hold on because you've been in business since 1968. What you gonna do? You gonna do Bible or what?
Hallelujah.
Put the Bible aside then, hey, that's a bunch of gum. I gotta go then. We gotta have the rules and regulations. If you're gonna do Bible, let's do Bible. What's the next?
For this matter, have we eaten and all of the king's ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Or has he given us any
gift? Right.
Three.
Well, you listen good now.
And the men of Israel did not advise
counsel.
The men of
Yahweh Judah. Now they put a resistance up now. Watch what they say to Yahweh Judah. They put a resistance up now. They put bait in their voice, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
What they say next?
And said, we have 10 parts in the
kingdom. Listen, don't the majority rule? We got 10 paws in the king. Hey, look at, we got 10 paws in the king. We've been doing it since 1968. Hey, listen, that's base, ain't it?
Yeah.
They're talking base, right?
Yeah.
Watch what happens next.
And we have also more rights of David than you did.
You didn't say?
Hallelujah.
Now, you know this, right there, you know this is eyeball, eyeball. This is throw down now. Now, we got more right by being the 10 northern tribes than you. So we got more numbers. We got more comfortable seats. We got our ads in the newspaper on everything. What you working with? The word. Whatever next.
Why did you despise us?
So why do you despise us? Why are you gonna mess around and you got people all excited over in Jamaica and you talking that talk and we've been since 1968? Why are you despising us and we've been here since 19? You are novice compared to us. What happened then?
That our advice should not be first, and in bringing back our king.
They want their advice to be what?
First.
Yeah. They want their advice to be first.
Yeah.
Can we read that? That will be first.
No.
Let's read who will be first then. Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's right. Should our thing be first? I mean, well, we got to say it should be the first thing on the agenda, right? But now let's go back and see what the Bible say about being first.
Yeah.
Now we're going to back up in the Bible and see what the Bible say about being first there, A, B, or B. Let's find out what the Bible saying about being first. Now, why shouldn't we take care of this part first? Okay, that's pretty nice. Then he will tell them, well, let's see what the Bible say on that. Now, if the Bible support what you just said,
they should be first,
then we're going through the Bible say about this first thing by going to Numbers chapter 2. See, you got to understand something. We got to bring the Bible to the table now. Time out. Verse 2. Numbers 2:2. Isaiah 50.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Come on, Rick, put some audio on you, boys. The world listens.
Yeah.
Bring it. Numbers 2:2.
Verse 2.
What it say?
Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch.
Yeah, everybody got their own standard, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's supposed to pitch by their own standard.
That's right.
Now, because he gave everybody a symbol. You gave Yahshua Judah the lion. He gave he gave Benjamin the wolf. So everybody goes to have got a symbol. You know, everybody got a symbol. And Dan got the snake. Dan the snake man, right?
Yep.
So everybody got their own. Right. Got their own standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no cookie cutters in it. It's just an order about this thing.
Yeah.
That's all he's saying. Go ahead, a little bit louder.
With the ensign of their father's
house. And everything about their father's family.
Mm-hmm.
You got to identify your father's family, because it's a seed line thing, the father's family, right?
Yeah,
that's enough of that. Get down to verse 9.
Verse 9.
What did it say?
All were numbered in the camp of
Yahshua Judah. All was numbered in the camp of Yahshua Judah. Go ahead.
Numbers chapter 7, verse 12.
What it say?
And
And he that offered his offering.
Now he that offered his offering.
The first day of Nisan.
Yeah.
The son of Ammon, Amadai, of the tribe of Yahdai.
So the first one he's supposed to make their offering, tithe, free will offer, will be who? They ain't supposed to look around. They supposed to first make their day. The first one supposed to step up even when it come down to offering. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
They don't sit around and look at nothing. They say, I gotta pledge first.
Right.
This is in my bloodline. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah, well.
Let's go to 10th chapter, verse 14, A, B, or P, 10:14. 10:14.
Verse 14. In the first place, when the standard of the camp.
So now back to the standards again, right? Remember the standards, all that, the standards?
Right.
But let's find out, when it comes down to standards, who will be first even in standards? Now they read.
The camp of the children of Yahdai.
The camp of the children of Yahdai Judah.
According
so, okay, whatever standards on the table, okay, you got your standard up, you got your wolf, you got your bag, you got this. But y'all got to put his line up front. Huh?
Yeah.
He'll come in and put the, he comes to the top of the line and put his paw out.
Yeah.
This is how we lead out. We lead out what kind of way in verse 14?
The first.
Breeders.
In the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Yahdai.
Now, who gave that order that we can read as judges of Moses 8?
Yeah.
Who gave the order that this is how he wanted to be? We're going to Judges 1:1. Now, who's behind us? Now, if you understand Judah leads in every position, who ordained this to be? Because somebody might ask you, well, who ordained you? You might be a novelist. Who ordained you to make that kind of statement that you got to come where we at? We've been in 1968. And you telling me I got to move over to the side? And then you say you're from the tribe or that, from the prophet of Gad?
Yeah.
And didn't the rest of y'all say y'all from Benjamin?
Right.
Okay, then Benjamin and Gad got to understand the Bible going to talk, right?
Uh-huh.
Let the Bible talk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what y'all will say.
Mm-hmm.
Judges 1:1 and 2. Mother Z.
Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Now after the death of Oshur, it come to pass that the family of Israel asked the Yahweh, said, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first?
Didn't that, see, who did they ask?
Yahweh.
So they brought Yahweh to pitch, didn't they? They said, Yahweh, who should take care of business and what off?
First.
So you want Yahweh to be the answer, right?
Yeah.
Now it's 12 tribes, right? Watch Yahweh, he give it an answer now. He's okay, 12 tribes of Israel, I'll get after you. What?
To fight against them.
Did you do what?
Fight against them.
What did it say?
Verse 2. And the Yahweh said, Yahdai Judah, the southern kingdom, shall go up behold.
Go ahead. Yeah, what? What he had did?
Shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land unto thy hand.
To who hand?
To his hand.
Who is his hand?
And
so you ain't winning no victory to who there?
Yahweh.
And what order Yahweh
first.
So you ain't going to win this thing unless Yahweh Judah leads. Because Yahweh Judah sets it up in what order?
First.
Who told him to do that?
Yahweh.
So that's the point we make. That's why we must know the word of Yahweh. To make something work now, the only way you activate Yahweh, you got to understand your position through bloodline. Through bloodline, the 12 tribes, you must seek your position in what order?
First.
I can tell you right now, it ain't going to work because first of all, who sent you at the top of this thing, but it is Gad and Benjamin. Now, Gad and Benjamin, that's good, but you got to put who first?
Yahdai Judah.
Let's come on back. Now, who was reading over there? Who was reading in 2 Samuel? That was Mother Eve. Come back in 2 Samuel there, Mother Eve. Now, listen to the conversation. Now, you notice This is a growl and grizzly talk going on here. But keep listening now at this growl and grizzly talk. Back to verse 43. Yeah.
And the men of Israel answered, the men of Yahshua Judah.
Okay.
2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 43.
All right, listen.
And the men of Israel, the northern tribe, answered the men of Yahshua Judah, the southern tribe,
yeah,
and said, what? We have 10 parts in the king,
yeah,
and we have also more rights. And David,
mm-hmm,
why then?
Ain't that big talk going on? Can y'all see that big talk going on?
Mm-hmm.
What happened next?
Why then did you despise us that our advice would not be first?
Be what all they were then?
First. And had in bringing back our king.
Oh, okay.
And
you. Okay, now they heard you talk, right? They heard them real good, didn't they? Now they could respond.
And the words of the men of Yahshua's Judah's southern kingdom were few.
Yeah.
Then the words of the men of Israel, the ten northern tribes.
Do y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The Yahshua's Judah words got what kind of words?
Fear.
It's the man, what the?
Back up,
brother.
Back up.
If we're going to do Bible, you get in place.
Yeah.
They boys got higher than they, didn't it?
That's right.
They boys were what kind of way?
Yeah.
You know when a lion roared on everybody listening?
Yeah.
Back to both kids. Let me leave that. Back to both kids.
That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on back. I'm just going back to that. Come on back, our brother.
Acts chapter 10.
Yeah, come on back to that verse 10. Yeah,
verse 25.
Yeah, what did it say? So
and
we got
Peter,
And
as Peter was coming in,
so
Cornelius met him.
Yeah, right.
And fell down at his feet.
Oh, yeah, the bowing down.
Yeah.
And fell down at his feet and worshipped him.
What did he do?
He fell down and worshipped him.
But kid, he was one of the leaders of Northern Kingdom.
Hallelujah.
That's Northern Kingdom. That's not the white man and white woman. That's Northern Kingdom.
That's right.
They when they knew their position then, you got time, you got to bring it to the table now.
Hallelujah.
They fell down and worshipped Peter, Southern Kingdom. Didn't they?
Right. Huh? That's
they understood that respect. They because they understood what was written back again. The Balti over here in the 49th chapter. So you understood Israel.
Yeah.
See, we don't understand nothing now. But they understood what was said in 49, verse 9 again.
We're going to Genesis, back to Genesis 49.
They understood that then. But we don't understand none of that now. But we got to bring this back to the table as we're going to do Bible. 49:9.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 9.
Right.
Yahshua Judah is a lion wept
right
from the prey, my son. You are gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion.
What is he?
Lion.
A lion has roar. Go ahead.
And as an old lion.
What is he?
An old lion.
Old lion.
Who shall rouse him up?
Who will rouse him up? Now go back and give me the verse where they bow down. Let me come get a little bit more of that. So Cornelius done exactly what the Bible told him to do.
Yeah, right.
Back up right there in that Genesis when it was a prophecy from Yahshua Judah. When any of the tribes come before them, they both do what that we can read. Back to verse 8. 49:8.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 8.
So we read the Bible now, right?
Yahshua Judah.
What?
You are he whom your brothers shall praise.
Well, praise Yahshua Judah.
Your hand should be in the neck of your enemy.
And you will be able to solve all the problems.
Your father's children shall bow down before you.
So the other 11 tribes' position is to do what when they see you?
Bow down before you.
Is that what we're reading?
Yes, sir.
Is we reading that?
Yes, sir.
So that got to be done first.
Don't you know that? Yeah, you know how the Pope put that in before he put it in another way. You see, all the king coming for him. What the first thing they got to do is when they see the Pope, they got to bow down and kiss his ring.
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Pope ain't got no business. He ain't got no problem putting his hand out. Whenever that big king comes, whoever elected, anywhere, you got to go visit the Pope, right?
Yeah.
And then you walk out that red carpet, and the Pope will throw that hand out with that ring on it and turn his head. And he'd be waiting on your lips on his ring. Is that what he do? Yeah. Is that what he do? He let you know, I'm the one in power. Now get on down on this ring and let's talk after you do your part. And the Pope do it on every king, on every president. When you come meet the Pope, you got to first walk out the red carpet, and the first thing you're going to do is throw his hand out with that ring on it. You're going to bow that knee and kiss that ring, right?
That's
then we're going to talk.
Mm.
So you see that? But you see where he got it from, don't you?
Yeah.
You see where he got it from? He got it from you.
Yeah.
The 11 tribes, whenever they see you show up, according to the Bible, what they're supposed to do.
Bow
down. Right? Is we reading it?
Hallelujah.
Is we reading this or not?
I got something, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to add something.
Yeah, all right. You got something, Brian?
Yeah, the forgotten book to be.
Okay.
Page 234, Judah, chapter 1 of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 1 of Judah, verse 24, I'm going to say 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get there.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to start off with 22 down to 25.
Okay,
verse 22. In Israel, my father slew Bathsheba, the king of all the kings, a giant in strength, 12 cubits high. Verse 23. And fear fell upon them, and they ceased warring against us.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24. Therefore, my father was free from anxiety in the war when I was with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25. For he saw in his vision concerning me, that a menacing spirit of might follow me everywhere that I should not be, that I should not be overcome.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got a menacing spirit with us. Menacing spirit of might with us. That was the book of Jesus.
But who got this menacing spirit before? Who did we put a name on him?
You know what?
Who? Dude, we gotta have a name. Who? Because you leave them in the waiting room, they'll read that verse and put themselves in there.
Hallelujah.
So now we gotta have a name on who got this mental spirit before.
Okay. Let's go back and read.
We gotta have a name.
Let's go back and read verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 1, verse 1, in the book of Eve. Verse 1 reads, copy of the words of Yadah
Judah. Who?
Yadah Judah.
Now, there you go. That's who got the mental spirit on his board. So that's who got the mental spirit over them. When you're doing Yahuwah's business, the mental spirit is over who first?
Yadah
Judah. So you got to bring that verse in before you jump down there.
Hallelujah.
All right. Let's come back to the Acts chapter 10 again and finish that up.
Hallelujah.
Who was reading that? To Jones.
Acts chapter 10, verse 26. But Peter, Yahdot Judah, took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man.
So we're going to give you, when you do your nebulous, we're going to, but we're not, you know, we ain't in that. But you got to at least make the effort to get your knee right. But we're going to tell you, come on, bro, you can get on up, bro. But you know what I'm saying? Listen. But we're going to tell you to get on up. But you got to at least make the effort just to humble yourself to have this, you know, in your repertoire, what they call it. You know, understand this is the order thing. When we show up, right,
yeah.
You got to have your knees get with a little lemon on or something to go through the, you know, act like you understand that, you know. We're going to tell you what? What we're going to tell you again in verse 27?
And as he talked with him, he went in and
found many that will come together.
Yeah, but what was going to tell him in verse 26?
Verse 26. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man.
Okay, now we told him all that. Now Peter wants to do a little conversation. Let's get down to verse 30. Let's see what's on his mind. Now, what's on your mind, Northern Kingdom? Northern Kingdom, what's on your mind, 30-32?
And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour.
Oh, okay, good. Good, Northern Kingdom.
And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house.
And I was praying in my house. I'm from the Northern Kingdom, I was praying in my house.
And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing.
And then all of a sudden, a man stood before me in bright clothing while I was praying.
And said,
what did the man in bright clothing say?
Cornelius. Thy prayer is heard.
It Cornelius, Northern Kingdom. Your prayer is heard.
And thine alms.
Yeah, and your alms.
Are had in remembrance.
In remembrance of who?
Of Yahweh.
In the sight of Yahweh. Oh, so he told it now. He tells him good stuff, ain't he? Yeah, but what did he say next?
Verse 32.
What?
Send therefore to Joppa.
But look, this is what you gotta do now, Cornelius, Northern Kingdom.
Yeah.
You gotta send some men to Joppa.
Yeah, right.
And call hither Simon.
And gonna call who?
Simon.
And call Simon.
Whose surname is Peter.
Whose surname is Peter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He is lodged in the house.
And how you know where he at? I'm telling you exactly where to go at. He over there in the house, land, and y'all stressed out there. But not.
Of one Simon, a tanner.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, he put him on blast there. He said, you ain't got no problem to go direct about what I told you to. To the man right here, to this house. I can tell you what room he in, what he doing, everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What happened next?
Who when he cometh?
And what?
Who, when he cometh?
And who, when he cometh?
Shall speak unto thee.
Wait a minute. What Judah got to do?
He's going to speak.
And what happened next?
33. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee.
So immediately he got on and he understood, hey, you got urgency. Yeah. Immediately he did this, right?
Yeah.
What happened next?
And thou hast well done that thou art come.
Peter, you have done well done. I sent for you immediately, Peter.
Yeah.
It's well done that you come now, Peter. I got my kinfolks here, all Northern Kingdom. We tied to the hip. We real good. Say, Peter, listen. What happened next?
Now, therefore, are we all here present?
I got members out of all the other tribes. We all here, Peter. Right?
Therefore, are we all here present before the Yahweh?
Yeah.
To hear all things that are commanded thee of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? We here to do what?
To hear all things that are commanded thee of Yahweh.
Now, go to the 11th chapter and see what this is all about. Because Peter had to stand before the council members.
Hallelujah.
And now he's going to tell them what it was all about that was happening over there.
Yeah.
He's going to tell them all about it. And verse 12, 11, 12, 13, and 14. Now he got to explain this to the council board because, about this uproar.
Yeah.
So he's going to explain to them, to Jones, in 11, chapter 12, through 14.
Acts chapter 11, verse 11 through 14.
Yeah.
And behold, immediately.
No, verse 11, 12. 11, 12.
Chapter 11, verse 12, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Acts chapter 11, verse 12. And the Spirit bade me to go with them.
Listen, y'all. The Spirit told me to do this. The Spirit told me to go with them. Go ahead.
Nothing doubting.
He said, don't be doubting.
Moreover, these six brethren accompanied
me. He said, I don't know why you got me hemmed up. You were six brothers with me. I had six brothers with me, and you got me all hemmed up. Yeah.
And we enter into the man's house.
And we went to the man's house. Northern Kingdom.
Verse 13. And he showed us how he had seen a ministering spirit in his house.
He was telling me all about how he came a ministering spirit in his house.
Which stood and said unto him.
And the Spirit said unto him.
Yeah, right.
What?
Jesus and send him to Joppa.
He called for Simon.
You see that?
Whose surname is Peter.
Okay, and his surname is who?
Peter.
Now, let's see what it's all about. What now? Now, why do everybody got to find the six anointed camp of bosses of the church? Now, let's find out why.
Verse 14.
What?
Who shall tell thee words thou and all your house, family, shall be saved?
Wait a minute. If we don't tell you words, then what will happen?
You and all of your house will not be saved.
Will not be saved. Do y'all understand that?
Yeah.
Do you? Hey, brother, if y'all about this Bible, if we don't come and put this thing together,
you will not be saved.
Is that what we're reading?
That's what
we're reading.
Yeah. Yes,
that's how we got to be able to show them. But I don't care how long you've been in this thing, since 1968. The tribe of Yahweh Judah, you ain't going nowhere for Yahweh to intervene until we do what with you in verse 14? Give you what?
Tell thee words.
Tell you words.
About you and all your family shall be saved.
Now back up. Let's see what he was doing to get all his attention. Back up 10th chapter, to verse 1. I got to break this head. What was he doing to get Yahweh's attention and tell him?
Yeah.
We gotta read all this and we gotta hear this again. What was he doing? See, this book gotta be in you. Yeah. On whatever subject matter is, this book got to be in you.
Hallelujah.
To meet them wherever they are. 10:1. Let's read some of this, John.
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius.
Yes.
A centurion of the band called the Italian.
So he was a centurion, and he was over 100 men.
Yeah.
And the reason why they call him Italian band, like we call African Americans,
yeah.
He was over Italian band. Yeah. He was over 100 officers. That's all he was telling me. What kind of man was it?
Verse 2, a devout man.
Now, you know, and nobody devout nowhere.
Yeah.
Not how the Lord God and Jesus and Sunday in Eden Hall. So this man was what kind of man?
Devout man.
Let's see what make you devout. Let's see what
that's
make
right.
you devout.
Right.
One that fear Yahweh.
Oh, that would make you devout, man. You got to do what?
Fear Yahweh.
Right.
With all his family.
And do what?
Which gave much alms.
And they paid their tithes freely, really often, and donations. Mm-hmm. And so he had no problem of paying his tithes. You see this? They're watching. He had no problem paying alms in his money.
Tithes,
free will, often donations. He had no problem of doing so. What happened next?
And prayed to the Yahweh
always. Oh, then he prayed to Yahweh. He took care of the netherlands. Then he made sure he paid his tithes, free will, often donations. Then he done what?
Prayed unto the Yahweh always.
Always. Then what happened next?
Verse 3.
What?
He saw in a vision.
Uh-huh.
Evidently about the ninth hour.
Yeah.
Of the day.
And what he say?
And ministering spirit of Yahweh coming in to him.
Okay, coming in to him.
And saying unto him.
What he say?
Cornelius.
First of all.
And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said.
What he say?
What is it? Yahweh.
He called who?
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Go ahead.
And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial.
He said, otherwise your prayers, you've been doing your prayers. And you've been doing your nevertheless, you've been making your offerings, donations, and paying your tithe. You see, you got everything going for you, Cornelius. Now what tell him next?
Verse 5. Now send men.
No, come on back. Give me some more info.
Verse 4. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Yahweh? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial. Before the Yahweh.
Ain't that something? I'm going for Yahweh. Now he's going to give him instruction. Let's see what he give him instruction or tell him where to go. See, here's the point. You might hear a lot of strategy going on, but your strategy is all right, but you need to use validate your strategy. Y'all might be sitting around a round table talking all kinds of smack you want. But I'm going to tell you exactly how he's going to make it work. What's he saying in verse 5?
And now send men to Joppa
and
call for one. Simon.
What's this?
Whose surname is Peter.
Put a blast on him. Now watch what he say in verse 6.
He lodged with one Simon, a tenant.
Take your time. Bring it home, sister Joan. Bring it home.
His family is by the seaside.
Bring it home.
He shall tell you what thou art to do.
There he said. So
he is the man's friend.
Yeah. What does that job do?
Tell him what they ought to do.
Back over to Brother T. Israel.
Yahuwah.
Well, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Go ahead. You got some. You got some by you.
We got to let Peter identify himself now.
That's right.
Let's look at Sister Joan. Look at Acts 10 and 3:28. Let Peter tell you who he rolled with.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Acts 10, verse 28. Come up.
Acts chapter 10, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, you know how that it is unlawful thing for a man that is of Jabdab Judah to keep company or come unto one another nation. But the Yahuwah has showed me that I should not call any man common or uncommon.
Hallelujah. See, you got precepts. So Peter understood his role, and the other tribe understood their role, but today we don't know nothing. And then now we are all over the place. That's why it's chaos today in Israel. Because the order is not in order. But let me pull one more rabbit out the hat back to Brother T. Israel. Let's go to Sister Jones. Let's run to the 50th chapter. I'm going to show you what Yahuwah said he's going to do. He told the middle spirit, get on out there and tell David exactly what he's going to do. And the 50th chapter you go down and tell David, this is for a time to come. This is for a great while to come. But this is what I'm going to do. Now, you got to watch the ministry that's on this campaign. The 50th chapter, verse 21. Psalm 50, 21.
Psalm 21, and it reads.
What do it read?
These things hast thou done.
Well.
And I kept silent.
Right.
Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself.
Yes.
But I will reprove you.
But I'm going to reprove all you nations.
And set them in order before thy
face. And I'm going to set them in order before your face. And that's what we're doing right now, getting in order. We're getting in order right now. I'm going to reprove you. I'm going to get you for what you have did.
Yeah.
But I got to first set them in order before your face. And that's going on right now.
Yeah.
Back to Brother T. Israel.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. All right. Okay. We preached up who the judges are. Okay. Who's written that Wisdom of Solomon? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, go ahead. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1. Love righteousness, you that be judges of the earth.
Okay, we know who the judges are. We put a name on who the judges are. Go ahead.
Think of the Yahuwah with a good mind.
Mean a good mind, and being pure mind. Go ahead.
And in simplicity of mind, seek him.
Okay, now how you seek him? Simplicity of mind, seek him. All right, how you seek him? That we can read. What's that precept and how you seek? What's that seeking, the precept on that?
Yeah.
Yahuwah. How you seek Yahuwah?
Bring it out. How you seek Yahuwah? That we can read. Come on, A.B.F. Phoebe. I'll be seeking that we can read, A.B.F. That we can read. What?
All right, how you speak, Yahuwah?
That we can read.
Okay,
that we can read. Let's find out how you speak, Yahuwah, before we can read.
Yeah.
What can you read? How you speak, Yahuwah?
All right,
you know that big game called hide and seek? So now you want to find out how you speak, Yahuwah?
All right, so we can start off with Isaiah. Isaiah, one more verse, Isaiah 34, verse 16.
Oh,
I know, Mother E. Israel, Isaiah 34, verse 16.
Isaiah 34:16. What do you read?
When you return.
Isaiah 34:16. All right, we got a precept on that. Okay.
Isaiah 34:16. Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fall.
To fail.
None shall want her mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them.
The spirit is word, it had gathered them. All right. Go ahead, Joe,
Israel.
Jeremiah,
I found one. Jeremiah 29:12-14.
Jeremiah 29:12-14.
All right, Jeremiah 29:12-14. Let's see what that reads.
Right, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Verse 13. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your mind. Verse 14. And I will be found of you, said the Yahuwah, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, said the Yahuwah, and I will bring you again into the place whence I called you to be carried away captive.
But we
got
to do what to make it happen?
Seek him.
Seek him.
Find him.
Uh-huh. Now, precept that to 11:6,
Jones. Book of Hebrew.
Now, go and drop a precept in 11:6.
And plan
it down in 11:6.
11:6 of the book of Hebrew, which is a polluted word for Eber.
Mm-hmm.
But without the word, the covenant, it is impossible to please Yahuwah. For he that cometh to the Yahuwah must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yeah.
Yahuwah.
Yeah. So he is a rewarder for those who do what?
Diligently seek him.
Seek him. You got a certain way you got it. And you just read it in Jeremiah. And you just got your reading in Jeremiah.
Yes.
So you tie that precept together. That's how you do it. So now we got down. How you doing? Come on back there, about Israel.
All right. Okay. Dave's focusing about that. About the seeking. Okay, we're going to Psalms 27. Psalms 27:8. Mother D.F. Israel. Psalms 27:8.
When thou saidest, seek you my face, my mind said unto you, your face, Yahuwah, will I seek.
Yes.
Yahuwah.
3:7.
All right, let's go right here. We're going to Chronicles. All right, we're going to Chronicles. Take care. I'm going to First Chronicles. Jones Israel to see Royal. 1 Chronicles 16:11.
Seek the Yahuwah and his strength. Seek his face continually.
See that? Seek his face continually. What do you mean by seek Yahweh in the strength? What is strength lies in? What is the strength? And we can read. His strength. What do you mean by his strength? Seek Yahweh in the strength. That we can read. If we don't know, we move on. His strength. I give you a hint. It's the Wisdom of Solomon.
Yeah.
Wisdom of Solomon. Mother D.F. Israel. Give me Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. This is the strength right here. A lot of people say they got strength. They lying. You got to have Torah instructions.
Okay.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. Let our strength be the Torah instruction of justice.
And you see, like, what's going on. The judge, that guy is number deceit, lying judge. Oh, he didn't want the case in the court. It's not no real justice. Justice is when Yahweh returns. That's when we get our justice. That's the justice right there. That's what I'm waiting on. So it's all about. Go ahead.
For that which is feeble is found to be nothing worth.
Nothing worth. Nothing worth.
Torah instruction is our strength.
Yahweh, that's our strength right there. Our strength right there. Our strength right there.
I have one in Colossians 1:10-11.
Okay, Colossians 1:10-11?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
That ye might walk worthy of the Yahweh unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in knowledge of the Yahweh, strengthened with all might according to his glorious, honorable power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life.
Okay. We ain't talking about concerning the strength.
Oh, not here.
Strength. Okay. Going to on that strength here. Let me see one concerned about the strength. We know the heavenly tablets is our strength. The Torah instructions is our strength. Right? Let me get warmed up real quick about the strength. Real quick. I'm going to the back of the book until I find what I'm looking for. Alright, we're going to Philippians. Going to Philippians. See what I want. Going to Philippians, Philippians 4:13. I'm just getting warmed up here. Philippians 4:13. Mother E. Israel. Philippians 4:13. Strengthen me. Do all things. Y'all for the Son will strengthen me.
I have enough.
Okay, go.
Ephesians 3:16. That he will grant you according to the riches of his honor to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
Spirit, I mean his words to strengthen you. Of Yahweh. All right.
I love it. I love it.
Yahweh. All right. All right, about that strength. I'm gonna say something about the strength. What's that 126, 120. Let me get there about that strength. About that strength. Okay, how about Psalms 144, verse 1? You can pick up there, Psalms 144. Psalms 144, verse 1. Psalm 144, verse 1. Mother D.F. Israel.
Psalms chapter 144, verse 1. Read, blessed be Yahweh, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight.
See that? That little strength right there. All right.
I got one last one.
Okay, about
Exodus
this.
Exodus chapter 15, 2.
You said Exodus chapter 15, 2?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, hey, that's about, hey, that's the game changer.
Yahweh is my strength and my song. And he Yahweh has become my salvation.
Yahweh.
He is my Yahweh. And I will prepare him a habitation. My father's Yahweh. And I will exalt him.
You see that? See, even. See, David, I have to be reading the Exodus. That's the game changer, the heavenly tablet. Yahweh. Yahweh. They don't come up with nothing on their own. Yeah, that was Exodus 15, too. Yeah, that's strength. All right. Okay. All right, we're coming back. All right, about that seeking. I ain't finished with that yet. It's one more. One more. About that seeking. We're coming back. We're going back to Chronicles. Going back to Chronicles. Let's see. All right, going back to Chronicles. I'm going to make that second Chronicles real quick. All right, I'm going to Chronicles. All right, Alright, 2 Chronicles 15. Alright, 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Our brother Micaiah Israel. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Alright, verse 12 and 13. Verse 12 and 13. Whoever 13. Yeah, 2 Chronicles, chapter 15. 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 12 and 13.
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 15.
I'm gonna break down who today is it's talking about. Go ahead. Yeah, my page is getting a little sticky too. Certain.
Chapter 15, verse 12, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, 15, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, if they entered into a covenant to seek Yahweh, Yahweh their father, with all their mind and with all their person.
Okay, it says they enter to come to see Yahweh. So who the day is? Jot down verse 15. We're going to break down who the day is in verse 15. We need a name, who the day is. Verse 12. Yeah, 15. Drop down to verse 15. 15, verse 15. We just need a name of who the day is talking about.
Verse 15. And all
Yada
Judah rejoice.
Right. And all Yada. That's it. And all Yada. That's the name. Okay, back up to verse 12.
Right.
Bring that on, verse 12. 12.
And they, Yada Judah, into a covenant to seek Yahweh their father.
So they leave try. They both do it first.
Yeah.
With all their mind and with all their person. Verse 13. That whosoever would not seek Yahweh of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman.
You see that? So if you don't seek Yahweh of Israel, whether it's a small matter, great matter, whether man or woman.
All right, let's get to the Jones closing, and we'll continue.
I'll close the statement. First, I want to thank the Yahweh for allowing this man to give us that truth the way he gave it to us. First thing was what I should have been saying every other time I say. Oh, I thank Yahweh for having somewhere to come worship him. I thank Yahweh for you, first off. And I just thank Yahweh for allowing me to have somewhere now. Come and honor. Come honor his word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Excellent.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. Back to that wisdom of Solomon on this precept. All right. Oh, Lord, she left now, so I got to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Okay, Brother Z, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1. She was reading that. Well, I'm at verse 2 now. Mm-hmm. Distrust him. Princess Israel. Go Going to James. Going to James. All right, James chapter 1. To the Phoebe, be a prince of Israel, James chapter 1, verse 8. James chapter 1, verse 8. James chapter 1, verse 8. Yeah, James chapter 1, verse 8.
Double-minded man is able to know his way.
Okay.
Thank you. I couldn't feed you.
This is another example of Ford. Okay. Let me see. It was at James chapter 1, verse 8. Okay. I'm going to get one. Luke, all right, Luke 9:62, all right, Mother Z. Another example of, let's go to Matthew real quick.
Hold on a minute. You read, you say Luke.
That was Luke 9:62. She just got through reading. All right, we're going to Matthew. I'm going to Matthew. Matthew 6. I'm going to Matthew 6. Matthew 6:24. Brother Makai Israel to see Roy. Matthew 6:24.
Love the other, or else he will hold to the one
and despise the other. Ye cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon.
That Mammon means the world. Means the world. Satan. World of Satan. Yahweh. How long on that example on that I'm going to John real quick on that. Going to John, coming back. Let's see what I want in John. Okay, I'm going to John. All right. Going to John. Okay, John 14:30. How about John 14:30? John 14:30. Yeah, John 14:30.
John 14:30, right? Thank
you,
John.
Yes, sir.
St. John 14:30.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 14:30. Verse 30 reads, hereafter I would not talk much with you, but the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me.
Say the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me. Mm. Another precept on that. Okay, going to Ephesians real quick. Ephesians. Boy, yeah, let me get to Ephesians real quick. Okay. On Ephesians.
You gotta bring this anointed camps into your meeting to organize. We're not going anywhere.
Right.
The voiceover to Israelite get to your location. They'll show you what the Bible's saying, and Yahweh gonna intervene. But once you get rid of them puffed up spirits, understand one thing: Judah leads.
I.
The only one using Judah is voiceover to Israelite. Full left. YHWH. Back to both King Israel.
All right, Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Mother D.F. Israel, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
Ephesians chapter
2,
verse
2.
It reads, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Yeah, children of disobedience. Yahweh.
Jump a little bit more on that. Read that again and put some in. We got to tie some in into that. That's a big talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read that
again.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world.
So in time past, our people walked in the course of this world.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
That mean they was what? Let me read that again, because we're going somewhere with it. This is what we got to do.
Right.
Yeah.
According to the prince of the power.
No, back up a little bit again, because you own something now. I'm going to show you how you're tied in. Read again.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
Right.
Were in time past.
But in time past.
You walked according to the course of this world.
You were walking according to the what? The course
yes.
of this world?
Right.
What are you talking about there?
What are you talking about right there we can deal with? We got to deal with that right there. What are you talking about right there? You walk in the course of this world. So you was right there and there. That got a whole lot of meat on that bone. What do you mean by he was walking in the course of this world? Huh? So what can we read from right there? The minimum thing, when we do make our move, we got to watch them read something, then find out what, okay, we got that. We all do. But what he's talking about is just that little part right there that we can read. Now, what we're going to do on that, you walk up on the course of this world. Now, what we go with that?
You just read.
Where will we go with that?
Dumb idols. That's how you were led. You were that.
So when we come and turn the light on, you're a Gentile until we turn the light on you. You might be from the tribe of Gad and Benjamin, but you Gentiles.
That's right.
Because you got the order of things, you Gentiles.
That's right.
Because he made it clear what he did for the whole 10 northern tribes, Brother Keith.
That's
he
right.
made plain what he did for the whole 10 tribes of Israel and 11, Hosea 1. So this time he brought to the table now. You Gentiles. So we're going to bring the whole northern kingdom, all of them, and put it right on the table and say how you got get out from under this. We're going to 11 chapter, figure verse 6. 1-6. 1-6 in the book of Hosea. See, you were Gentile.
The book of Hosea.
And we can tell you what happened to you in 1 verse 6. Read down. Read.
Chapter 1, verse 6.
Take them down to verse 11. This 11. Is it.
And she conceived again.
And she conceived again.
And bare a daughter.
She bare a daughter.
And Yahweh said unto him.
What?
Call her name Larahama. For I will no more have mercy upon the nation of Israel nor the kingdom.
You see that? So I'm now I have no more mercy on northern kingdom. Gadites, all of them. Benjamin, all y'all. All of y'all. I ain't have no more mercy on y'all. Go ahead.
But I will utterly take them away.
And I'm going to take you away. I'm going to have you over in Jamaica. I'm going to have you over in North America somewhere. Go ahead.
Verse 7. But I will have mercy upon the nation of Yada, southern kingdom.
He said, you see, man, I always let you know who he going to have mercy on, right? Yahweh Judah. Go ahead, read.
And will save them by Yahweh, their Yahweh.
And I'm going to say, who he going to save first?
Yada Judah.
So I'm going to get Yada Judah on their feet to come get you on your feet. So I'll let you talking to me. It don't work like that. You got to first get to Yada Judah because they don't want to get you on your feet.
Yeah.
They your mediator. See, well, I got to know this thing. Is we reading this or not?
Hallelujah.
Is we reading this?
Hallelujah.
So all that person, all that private conversation y'all are having, you're supposed to be having it with y'all God Judah. Oh, everybody hearing none of that, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I will not save them by bow.
I ain't going to save them by bow.
Nor by sword.
I ain't going to save them by no sword neither.
Nor by battle.
Nor even by battle.
By horses.
Nor
by horseman.
None of that stuff don't work. I don't care how you don't want to talk Bruce Lee, how to do the karate thing and jump all out the trees and stuff and run fast and all that. I don't care. This ain't how it's going to work.
Verse 8.
What?
That when she has weaned that Larahama, she conceived and bare a son. Verse 9. Then said Yahweh, call his name Loami, for he was not, for you are not my people. I will not be your Yahweh.
So 10 northern tribes, Yahweh said, until Judah get you straight, you not his people. And I'm not going to be your people until you recognize the lead tribe. Is that what he's saying right there?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 10.
What?
Yet the number of the children of Israel should be at the side of the sea.
And you know y'all everywhere. Y'all make babies everywhere. Y'all everywhere. But that ain't what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Which cannot be measured nor numbered.
You can't be measured or numbered, northern kingdom.
And it should come to pass.
But it's going to come to pass, northern kingdom.
That in the place where it was said unto them.
In the place that you call all these old wicked names you call, these names that's contrary to the Bible.
Yeah. That you are not my people.
Yeah.
Therefore, it should be said unto them, you are the sons and daughters of
when
living
Judah
Yahweh.
Tell you exactly who you are, you Benjamin over there. You Benjamin. You the little Benjamin. And you the Gadites over there. You know, when we show you who you are, then that's when Yahweh is going to kick in. Go ahead.
Verse 11. Then said the children of Yahweh, the southern kingdom, and the children of Israel, the northern kingdom, be gathered together.
Then you're going to be gathered together once Judah leaves.
And appoint themselves one head.
Voices of the two Israelites. You got one head. Voices of the two Israelites, tribe of Yah, God, Judah.
Yeah.
One head.
One head.
Go ahead.
And they should come up out
then
of the land.
Then you come up out of there.
For great should be the day of Jezreel.
Uh-huh. And great going to be the day of Jezreel. When you point yourself one head. The sixth anointed camp, the bosses of the true Israelites. When we set your table on what you own, then you come up out of there in the mind. Then Yahweh will take it physically once we get your mind right back to both Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Last 5, 6, 7. The last 5. What we think this is it.
All right. We're going to Ezekiel on that. Is that Ephesians 12? Let me see, Ephesians 6:12. Yeah, Ephesians 6:12. All right.
We get okay. Y'all get ready to eat them up and drink them up.
All right, let's see if that's it. Ephesians 6:12.
All right.
Yeah, Ephesians 6:12. Yeah, you get tired of that. Ephesians 6:12. Go ahead, dog, Mother Z Israel.
She called me out to read it. I'll read it for her. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places."
Yeah.
Why? I face okay, what does darkness ties in? It said rulers of darkness. What does darkness ties in? Who this darkness is? That rulers of darkness. Who this darkness is? Who this darkness is?
Oh, yeah.
Who does darkness talk about?
That we can read.
That we can read. Who is this darkness that we can read?
That we can read.
Yeah, that should be a cakewalk. That should be a cakewalk. Who this darkness is?
That we can read.
That we can read.
I know A-Bill can bring it out in grand style.
I want the sound. I want the sound to be over. I want to go back over there. Six wicked days. Okay, though.
Ding ding ding. Just come on in there, Brother J. Israel. Ding ding ding. We have done our part.
All right, Acts 26:18, Brother Micaiah Israel, who the darkness is.
Acts who?
26:18.
Mm-hmm. Those around the world, I'm glad you called the 8-day feast. And we in that 8-day. We in that 8-day in grand style. So, you know, the 8-day is a big anointing on the 8-day. Clothing, dressing up the food, eat them up, drink them up, and we'll be on another topic. We might be on the same topic this time later. One thing about it, I hope you enjoyed the 8-day feast.
All right, go ahead. Acts 26:18.
Book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, "To open their eyes is to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto Yahuwah, that they may receive forgiveness of sin. An inheritance among them which are sanctified by covenant that is in me."
Now I'm going to precept on it. I'm going to give me one in there.
Yeah.
And then we get ready to close out after Brother King. Now, see, people, we got to understand something while we got a couple of minutes on the network. You got to understand something. What you're doing when you don't to participate in the feast days and Sabbath days. We got to tell you exactly what you're working with. Come on, Brother Micaiah, let's go to 1 John 3:3, down to verse 11. We want to get this in on this beginning of the 8-day, the end of the 8-day, all that good stuff. We want to get this in right now. Show you exactly We got to show you what you have did by not participating in one of the six anointed camps all over the world. Let's go 3:3 down to verse 11. Read quick for the network shut off.
Book of St. John, the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 3 down to 11.
Listen to it.
Verse 3.
What?
And every man that has his hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whatsoever committed sin transgresses also the Torah instruction. First five books of the Bible. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction. First five books of the Bible. Verse 5. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin. Verse 6. Whosoever abided in him sinneth not.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither know him.
Now what? Here we go now.
Verse 7.
Listen.
Let no man deceive you.
Yep.
He that doeth righteousness is right, even as he is righteous. Verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil.
You're the what?
He that committed sin is of the devil.
So when you commit sin, when you're not keeping the Sabbath day, the feast day, friends, and when you are of who?
The devil.
Hey, is that what you read?
Hallelujah.
Is y'all reading this?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Read it again.
Verse 8. First John chapter 3, verse 8.
What?
They read.
What?
He that committed sin is of the devil.
If you committed sin, breaking Yahuwah, when he got rid of his Bible, fringes, keeping the Sabbath day, eyeball to eyeball, you is sinning against Yahuwah, and you are who?
The devil.
Is that what the book says?
Hallelujah.
He reads.
For the devil sinned from the beginning.
Yes, he did.
For this purpose, the son of Yahuwah was manifest.
Manifest.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
Verse 9.
What?
Whosoever is born of Yahuwah do not sin.
So you don't break what he got written. Sabbath day, feast day, friends and wine, you do not break that. Go ahead.
For his seed remains in him.
His seed remains in him. Go ahead.
And he cannot sin because he is born of Yahuwah.
Then you're born of Yahuwah, read.
10. And this the children of Yahuwah manifest.
Go ahead.
And the children of the devil.
Go ahead.
Whosoever doeth not righteous is not Yahuwah.
If you do not righteous, you're not of Yahuwah.
Neither he that loves not his brother.
Because you don't love your brother and your sister. Go ahead.
Verse 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning.
You heard it. It's always been read from the beginning in the first five books. What?
That we should love one another.
You should love one another. Now go to St. John, folks, Israel, chapter 8, 35 to 39. St. John, Romans, chapter 8, 35 to 39. See, you understand something. You hurt yourself. You are the devil when you transgress what the Bible tells you. Is that what we read?
Yeah. Romans, chapter 8, verse 35 to 39.
Listen to us.
Who will separate us from the love of Yahuwah the Son?
Why do you let anybody separate you from the love of Yahuwah? Go ahead.
To tribulation?
Because you got a little tribulation.
Or distress?
You got all of distress.
Or persecution?
Great.
Or fame?
Great.
Or nakedness?
Uh-huh.
Or pearl?
Great.
Or sword?
Great.
36.
What?
As it is written.
What's written?
For your sake.
For your sake.
We are killed all the day long.
All day long we're killed for your sake.
And we are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
And we are everybody against the 69 camps of bosses over to his life. Read.
37.
What?
Hey.
What?
And all these things, we are more than conquerors.
We are that love us. We more than conquerors, but we got our Yahuwah with us, right?
Yeah. Yahuwah.
What?
38.
What?
For I am persuaded.
But I'm persuaded.
That neither death.
I don't care about the death thing.
Nor life.
The life thing.
Nor minister spirit.
Minister spirit.
Nor principality. Nor power.
Power.
Nor things present. Nor things to come.
Go ahead.
39.
What?
Nor height.
No height.
Nor depth.
No depth.
Nor if any other creature
should
be able to separate us from the love of Yahuwah.
Now read 31 to 34. Come on, bring it. 31. Right. Listen.
31 to 34.
Listen.
What should we then say to these things?
Well, what should we say about these things?
If Yahuwah be for us.
If Yahuwah be for us.
Who can be against us?
Don't worry about all the wrong growling in the throat. Read.
32.
What?
He that spared not his own son.
He didn't spare his own son.
But deliver him up for us.
Great.
All. How should he not with him also freely give us all things?
He going to give us all things when we get in order. Read.
Yeah. 33.
What?
Who should lay anything to the charge of Yahuwah's elect?
Who will lay anything to your elect? Right.
It is Yahuwah that justifies.
It's Yahuwah that justifies. Read. Yeah.
34. Who is he that condemn it?
Who that he condemn it?
It is Yahuwah the Son that died.
That's the one that died.
Yea, righteous. That is risen again.
But he risen again?
Who is, yeah. Who is even at the right hand of Yahuwah the Father.
That's where he at the right hand. That go to the 10th chapter book of Hebrew. Blue and title called Hebrew. 10th chapter, look at verse 35 to 39.
All right, 35 to 39. We go to the book of Hebrews, polluted word for Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 35 to 39.
This is for the 6th and Northern Cap. Listen, God.
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence.
Don't cast away your confidence, y'all.
Which had great recompense of reward.
You got a great reward if you hold fast the order of Yahuwah's book. Read.
Yes, 36.
What?
For you have need of patience.
You got to have patience in the thing.
Yeah.
Yes. That after you have done the will of Yahuwah,
after you've done the will of Yahuwah,
you might receive the prize.
I still might bun you in the fight. Depends on how you did. Did you get me right?
Yeah.
Was you all in for me? Was you a tail dragon? Read.
37.
What?
For yet a little while.
But yet a little while.
And it should come.
He gonna come.
Will come.
It will come.
It would not tarry.
He ain't gonna tarry.
38.
But.
Now the just should live by the covenant,
now,
his word.
No, the just, you are just about to live by his covenant, read.
Yeah. But if any man or woman draw back.
But if you draw back, you'd be like Zora, draw back. Zora draw his hand back. Perez jumped out on him. He jumped out and passed him. You gonna draw your hand back, you dragging your feet. I'm gonna jump over you, Reed.
Yeah. My life should have no pleasure in him.
If I will have no pleasure on you if you draw back. You gotta go forward in Yahuwah. You don't draw back. Read.
39.
What?
But we are not of them.
But we not of them that do what?
Who draw back.
That draw back.
It's a prediction.
You will be destroyed if you will be destroyed in the brain. Then a man gonna burn you in the fire.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But if them that believe,
but you gotta believe the things of what?
The saving to the saving of the person.
It's the saving of the person, the soul, that's
right.
You.
Yeah.
One more verse for our team and give me a closing statement.
All right.
So we all up in the 8 day. Now the 8 day, we all up in the 8 day big time. We've got enough on the 8 day, understand one thing. Don't draw back. Don't draw back. Because you're gonna be destroyed. In the mind, then the man will come back and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't draw back. Keep going forward in Yahuwah. I don't care if your family. Who talking smack? Keep going forward in Yahuwah.
Yahuwah.
Come on,
brother. See one person to close the statement. We all
right.
Offer the 8 day. We all offer it real good. Come on.
I'll be going to Luke about that draw back thing. Going to Luke. See what I want. Alright, Luke 9:62. And y'all brought it over Luke 9:62. Brother Makai Israel.
Sir.
This is what we mean by drawing back. It's an example by drawing back. Luke 9:62.
The book of Luke 9:62. 62. And Yahweh's son said unto him, no man having put his hand to the pouch and looking back is fit for the kingdom of Yahuwah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got, is it in more with that?
Mm.
Back up one verse.
Verse 61, Luke 9:61. And another also said, Yahuwah, I will follow you. But let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house.
Mm-hmm. But what is it saying, 5:14 of St. John behind it?
John?
Yeah, 5:14.
St. John, chapter 5:14.
Yeah.
Verse 14, read. Afterwards, Yahuwah the Son finding him in the temple and said unto him, behold, you are made whole.
You are made whole?
Sin no more.
What?
Sin no more.
Both sins are more.
They say worse thing coming to
the
you.
The man gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Now give me that 9th chapter Brother T has read 941 or Mark. 941.
Okay,
give me that verse there.
Okay.
Yeah, I said give me a closing statement. What did y'all tell you?
All right,
941 and 42.
All right, Mark 941 and 42. Mark 941 and 42. For whosoever should give you a cup of water to drink.
That's what I want. Hey, somebody help me out. I'm looking for you to say, okay, where your sins remain. What verse is that? Help me out, brother. Y'all got here left. Okay, your sins remain. What is it, Mark or Luke 941? Which one? If it ain't one, then no. Give me 941 and 42. Come on, somebody help me out. Bring it up.
Okay, I'm looking now.
Okay.
Along about the...
Otherwise, you say your sins remain.
Your sin remain.
Now you say you know it, huh?
Thank God.
I think it's in John.
Nine. Okay, thank John 9. Come on, give me 9.
One.
So bring it out.
Alright, John chapter 9, verse 40 and 41.
What it say?
And some of the Pharisees which are with him heard these words and said it to him. Are we blind also?
Yeah, all 11 other camps saying we blind also.
Verse 41, and Yahweh the Son said unto them,
what did it say?
If you are blind, you will have no sin.
If you are blind and you didn't know that we out here, boss, those two Israelites, you know we out here. Go ahead.
But now you say, we see.
No, we said we know. We know about y'all now. We clear about y'all. Go ahead.
Therefore, your sin remains.
So now your sins don't remain, because we here to straighten you up, to get everybody on one accord, but you got to bow the knee to the six anointed camps of bosses up to his wife. That's just what the Bible's saying.
Yeah.
But we ain't gonna let you stay down. We're gonna get you up and take care of the business, because we ain't about all that. Brother T, closing statement, come on.
All right, my closing statement, okay. I'm going to Sirach. Going to Sirach 38. Sirach 38. Okay. It's 33. They should not be sought for in public councils, nor sit in the high of the congregation of Israel, and they not sit on the judge's seat, nor understand the sentence of judgment. Oh, that ain't much the one I'm on. That ain't the one I'm on. I wanted the one with the scene about the music.
Music?
Yeah, the position of music. Which one is that? Okay, Sirach 32. That's the one I want. Yeah, Sirach 32. A curse of the music and a banquet of wine is as a signet of carbuncle set in gold.
And we put some all that some music and on some wine. They gonna be like what?
Carbuncle set in gold.
Gonna be set in gold. That's 3 more minutes.
6. As a signet of an emerald set in a work of gold. Songs and melody of music with pleasant wine.
What music and what?
Pleasant wine.
And on that note, oh, the brother Yahdai Israel, the 8 day is on the move. 8 day passed, like 8 day on the move, whatever the way it is, we get ready to get out for it. Brother Yahdai Israel, on that note, yeah. Oh, the brother Yahdai Israel for the quote.
Yo, this is not one of the we had time with you. Well,
Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The sea had gone over our boat. Verse 5. Then the true waters had gone over our soul, ourselves. Verse 6. Blessed be the Yahweh.